We take up with Colossians chapter 3, as Colossians is the book we've been going through since the start of September. And we've reached the point where Paul and Timothy have encouraged the Christians in chapter 2 not to get knocked off course by wrong ideas which sound spiritual, might sound religious, but which will shipwreck your faith in Jesus. Don't get knocked off course, says Paul. Set your sights on the things which are above, as chapter 3 starts. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. So that is, if you're a Christian, look to the future. Your future with Jesus, who is on the throne of heaven. And get rid of whatever that is in you that is earthly. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, you don't belong to this earth. You belong with Jesus in heaven. So put off earthly things and put on godly things. And that's the picture as then we come into a long paragraph of things that are to be put off, as well as things to be put on. And it's a picture of life and death. Verse 5, put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly. Put to death, because the Lord's judgment will fall on those who do earthly things. The wages of sin is death. So put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly. Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. It's saying we need to change, and it is a matter of life and death. It goes on, 7 and 8, these are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life, but now you must get rid of all such things. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and filthy language from your mouth. Now, it's all too easy to kid ourselves and to pretend that we're something we're not. When it comes to good character, godly character, it's no good pretending. Verse 9, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. So now Paul is using a new picture, clothing, appropriate clothing. Now, I don't know if you've ever been thrown out of somewhere because you have inappropriate clothing. Did you ever go to school but get sent home at the door because of inappropriate clothing? Or miss PE and games lessons because you didn't have the right clothes? That's the picture. Don't miss out. Take off the inappropriate clothes. Put on the right clothes. For those with minds set on things that are above. So 9 and 10, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices. We've heard some of those practices. And have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. So take off the things like fornication, that's sex outside marriage, and the other things in those lists, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed. They're not appropriate clothes for those who are headed for heaven. Take off things like anger and rage and malice, slander and abusive or filthy language. Take off lying and put on new clothes, as that is what matters. And as verse 11 says, your race doesn't matter, your religious background doesn't matter, your social status does not matter at all. Jesus Christ is all. And these character traits are like clothes because, well, clothes are what people see, aren't they? When they look at us, when people spend time with us, our character is what they see. Our character traits are what people see, and it matters. Inappropriate character traits need to be taken off, thrown away, and in their place, new clothes. Verse 12. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So when we wear these clothes, grow these spiritual fruit in our lives, do these things, people will see, as they look at us, godly character. And we will become more like our Heavenly Father. If our minds are set on things above, our lives will show godly character as we put off wrong character traits and put on godly character traits. Now, these things, particularly important in a time of challenge, like a vacancy. Good character, spiritual fruit like this, matters. And if these things matter, then the peace of Christ is in charge. Verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Well, as I come to the end of my ministry as vicar here, I am very thankful. And I'm very thankful too that my last verses to preach on are 16 and 17 of this chapter. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, those verses remind me of my main job. And the first reading, too, reminds me. My main job as your vicar has been to teach the Bible, to preach the Word of God in a way which helps us, everyone, to understand it and to love the Lord and obey it, because that is how we are right with God. And So I leave you with, let the word of God dwell in you, live in you, richly. and continue and grow in your ministry of the word, teaching and admonishing one another wisely, full of thanks, and expressing that thanks to the Lord through psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Oh, Jean and I are full of thanks for our nearly 15 years with you. It's been such a great pleasure and a good test of character and a wonderful opportunity to spread the word of God and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we go with our minds set on things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, and we pray you do the same, and we'll miss you. We'll miss you so much. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and for your transforming Holy Spirit who enables us to change into those who live with our minds set on things above. Thank you. Amen.